Finally, let's move forward from the Civil War to the challenges faced by America's military veterans today.
There have definitely been times where I didn't know exactly where I was going to go next, and I noticed that I was not a civilian like everybody else was.
This is former Army Captain Rob Witten. As he said, returning to civilian life isn't easy, and one of the challenges that doesn't get a lot of attention, the struggle veterans go through trying to figure out how to apply their military skills to a new venture.
You can't lead an infantry unit and, you know, lead a team of designers and engineers and marketing people the same way.
Rob Witten founded his own business, a food truck called Morning Salute. It's hard to miss on the streets of Boston. The truck is proudly decorated with the words "veteran-powered startup," along with the silhouette of a soldier saluting while holding a coffee mug. We recently caught up with Witten and his business partner, former Navy Petty Officer, Second Class, Patrick Araby.
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
Absolutely.
It's my favorite. Would you like onions on it?
My name's Rob Witten. I'm the owner of Morning Salute. I've always wanted to own my own business, and I've always wanted to kind of get back into the mode where I could, kind of give back a little bit to veterans, and not necessarily give anything to veterans, but give them an opportunity to succeed, because it can be a little difficult when you're making that transition out of the military and into the civilian world to, figure out exactly how your skills are applicable. So starting a food truck was something one of my friends suggested, and he said, hey, this is a great way to make a little bit of money, to actually learn how to start a business, learn more about the food industry. And at first I thought it was a terrible idea, honestly. That's really kind of what we based our brand off of is, we want to have a great food, get a great start to the day, and also give other vets the chance to succeed. Yeah, it's pretty exciting to start a new venture, to be your own boss, to work with Patrick. He's great to work with.
So I'm Patrick. I pretty much do everything Rob does and then some. I do it a little better than Rob because, I'm from Louisiana, so I'm used to the heat. Rob's a Yankee, so he's not used to that stuff too much.
Tell me when you drop the cheese and I'll bring it over.
You got the sausage ready?
Give me a second. All right, I'm ready to go. I put out an ad on Craigslist. I don't know what people were thinking when they read it, because I basically said, hey, I'm a foodie with a business plan. Oddly enough, Patrick is the first guy that I talked to.
I thought the guy was completely crazy at first.
But yeah, he was just the right fit of, ex-military, culinary background.
I went to Le Cordon Bleu a couple years ago, got my degree in culinary. I knew how to cook, but, just in Boston, it's always nice to have a piece of paper to back your cooking skills.
We agreed on a lot of stuff, but disagreed on enough stuff. You don't want somebody that agrees with you completely, because then you can't bounce different ideas and different perspectives off of each other. That's why I like the fact that I'm Army, he's Navy.
He's a West Point graduate, I'm a School of Hard Knocks.
I like our differences, because I think that makes us stronger.
And, I was never a mission guy. I was always on a ship. Rob's got the Army skills, so I let him lead the mission. He hasn't led me wrong so far. I don't know about the Army days, but on the food truck, he hasn't steered me wrong yet.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have some more iced coffee?
Absolutely. Want me to leave some room so you can add some stuff to it? The military teaches you a lot. The discipline to make sure you're there on time. You do what you say you're going to do. I think the biggest thing is it teaches you never to accept no for an answer. If you were to accept no for an answer when starting a business, you would never start a business, right? There are so many obstacles that you have to overcome. It's not really a question whether or not you make it past the obstacle. It's just a matter of how you're going to make it past the obstacle, which is what the military teaches you. So a Morning Salute is I acknowledge you, you acknowledge me, and we're going to go forth and do great things. In the military, that's a formal salute, and that's what a Morning Salute really is hey, let's get ready to do great things today.
There you are. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Former Army Captain Rob Witten and former Navy Petty Officer Second Class Patrick Araby at their Boston-based food truck Morning Salute. Our story was produced by Radio Boston's Tim Skog. Now, Morning Salute donates a portion of its profits to the New England Center and Home for Veterans every month. You can find a link to where they'll be serving up egg sandwiches and saluting you on our website, radioboston.org. Our show is produced by Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Happy Memorial Day. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.